Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, October 8, 1965, N.E. Wilson and Company expanded its operations into a spanking three-story building on the corner of Ricketts and Trafalgar Streets on a site formerly occupied by the Manning's Corner Store. This 14,000-square-foot building, designed by architect Kenneth Gardner, was built with locally produced concrete blocks. On the ground floor, N.E. Wilson sold shoes, menswear, and accessories, while shoppers could find a wide array of beachwear and handbags on the first floor. The second floor provided city workers and shoppers the facility of an open bar and restaurant. The owner of this store was the Grenadian Newman Ethan Wilson, whose father was a sugar planter. Not yet 19 years old, Wilson managed a branch of T.E. Noble and Smith in Carriacou, but was recalled to Grenada to manage another branch in 1935. Wilson turned down the offer, gathered his savings, and migrated to Barbados. He allied himself with a struggling businessman, H.E.S. Hart, at number 31 Swan Street, and the two struck a deal. Wilson purchased the stock and rented Hart's building and began a new enterprise. But he would soon encounter challenges. Wholesalers refused to sell to him, and when they did, it was at the most exorbitant prices. Fearing the big commission merchants, Wilson had to resort to meeting with the manufacturer's representatives at night. One businessman told him bluntly, "Son, I don't know where you're from, but wherever you made your few dollars, you're sure to lose them here." But Wilson strategized and ventured to the UK, Germany, and the Far East to buy products for his store. And his goods were of such good quality that the white ladies would patronize Wilson's business under the guise that they were shopping for their servants. This success allowed him to establish a manufacturing business, supplying sausages to American troops in Trinidad during the Second World War, and when the war was over, to buy a 50-room guest house at Fontbell in 1950. This King of Swan Street would on this day, October 8, 1965, open a new store, serving Barbadians with high-quality goods and affordable prices.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.